All right. So can you start by introducing yourself and state how old you were in the 1960s as well as where you lived?
Where I lived back then?
Yep.
Okay. I'm John Muncy. I'm Henry Muncy's grandfather. And I was in my 20s in the 1960s. And I lived in San Antonio, Texas, and in Dearborn, Michigan.
Okay. What kind of things did you do for entertainment in the 60s?
Oh, rode a bike a lot, traveled. I don't know, it's been so long. I did everything. Had a small motorcycle, rode that everywhere. And played a lot of baseball. Nice. And hockey, ice hockey.
Okay, so... what was your job like in the war, in the Vietnam War?
I was a medic.
What kind of things did you do?
As a medic?
Yeah.
Treated people that were wounded. And some villagers that lived in villages we were near. You know, he delivered babies. Treated gunshot wounds, grenades. Anyway, a person get hurt. And just a little bit of everything. Anything a regular medic would do here in the States.
How long were you there?
5 months. 5 months, 17 hours and 34 minutes.
Okay.
I came home early.
Okay. This question's kind of similar to the last, I guess, but what was your experience in the war like?
Oh, I didn't like it.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, you're treating people that are about to, they might die if you don't treat them. That part's not very fun. I learned a lot, though.
What about the war itself? What was your opinion about it? Do you think that the U.S. should have gotten involved?
Oh, heavens no.
Why not?
I still don't know why we were there. I mean, I know what I've read and they tell you, but it didn't make any sense. You don't like somebody, so you try to shoot them?
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. You're a medic, and they want you, they give you a rifle. They want you to shoot somebody, and if you shoot somebody, they want you to go fix them up. And that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The clothes I'm wearing right now, the pants and the shirt were made in Vietnam.
So why did you decide to join the war, and how did you feel about the war draft?
I was drafted. I didn't decide to go. I didn't want to go.
Can you explain that experience?
I'm sorry, what?
Can you like explain the draft?
It was before they had the number system. They just pull your name at random and they send you notice, come get a physical. So you go and get a physical. And if you're physically fit and they need you, you get drafted. I mean, you get orders. You need to report to such and such a place on a certain date. Or if you don't, we'll come and arrest you, basically. It doesn't say that on the form, though. Mm-hmm. But then after that, they started a number system. Everybody's birthday was assigned a number at random. And mm-hmm. my number would have been over 300. That means they have to get everybody with number one drafted first, then number two, and you get all those people. And so you knew in advance when once they had that system, if you had a high number, the chance of you getting drafted would be very slim or almost none at all. And I had a high enough number. If I'd been a little bit younger when I got drafted, I might have never gone into the service.
Yeah. So did you get drafted to be a medic, or did you get to pick that?
Oh no, neither. You get drafted, and then you take a whole bunch of tests. Everybody does when they go in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And based on what the government needs and how well you do on your test scores, they determine where you're going to be or what you're going to be doing. I didn't know anything about medicine when I got drafted, but my scores were high enough that I qualified for that. In fact, high enough that when I went through the training, which was a couple months long, I became an instructor at Fort Sam Houston, which is the Army's medical center. And I taught down there until they said they needed me working at a special location in Vietnam. So they sent me over there. And I only had 6 months left in the service. That's why they only was there for 5 months. They let me go a couple of days early. I used to joke that I told people that I lost interest. I just felt like I wanted to go home. I don't know. Because I worked 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, unless something was going on. Then you didn't get off till you fell asleep.
What were the conditions like in Vietnam? Do you remember?
Quiet where I was, quiet most of the time. They got attacked one night. They had people, the local people that worked on this base, a small base out in the mountains, and they fired one of them, and they got mad. And they came back that night and blew up the barracks right next to mine, which was full of MPs, military police. So I was up all night, and most of the next day, treating people that had been wounded in a bombing. But most of the time, it was pretty quiet. You didn't wander very far, because if you walked off the base, you couldn't take a rifle with you. So I think I'm not going somewhere where people are going to shoot me. Yeah, I can't shoot back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, should I move on?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think about Lyndon Johnson?
What did I think of him as a president?
Yeah, yeah. What were your opinions about him?
Oh, at some points he did, in history, if you look back, he did a lot of good for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the war and getting us into it, he made a mess of that. So I never ran again. Mm-hmm. I had to guard him once. He came to Fort Sam Houston for a physical. And he was a senator originally from Texas. And he came for a physical. And they gave us rifles. He came in by helicopter. They gave us rifles. We had to stand around the landing pad. There were 40 of us. And guard them so nobody do anything to them. And I said, you know, I looked at my rifle, which is an M14. It's a long rifle compared to the M4s and AR-15 now. And there was no ammunition. I said, I don't have any ammunition. And the guy says, nobody here has ammunition. I said, why don't we have ammunition? We're guarding the president. Because we don't want any of you guys to shoot him. You'd be so close to him. Mm-hmm. He got off the helicopter. You weren't supposed to turn around. But he walked right by me. I said hi as he went by. I'd like to give him a piece of my mind at the time, though. Mm. You know, why'd you get us into this mess? Although it was Eisenhower that really started sending troops over there long before Johnson.
So were your opinions different about Eisenhower than Johnson?
Oh yeah. When Eisenhower was president, I was, let me think a minute. Yeah, I wasn't even 15 yet around the time he became president. He was president in 1960. Yeah, I wouldn't have been 17 till later that year that he got elected. So I was too young. I went in high school. I didn't pay much attention to it.
Okay. And for our last question, are there any other thoughts or experiences that you want to share about your time during the war?
I read a lot.
What kind of things?
I said I read a lot of books when I wasn't working or sleeping. It was a life changing experience. Yeah. I was very good as a medic. A lot of doctors told me I should when I got out of the service. I already got out of college. They said you should go back to college and become a doctor. I was the only one in our whole unit that was allowed to put stitches on if a soldier was wounded in the face. And once you got it cleaned up and it needed sutures, I was the only medic they allowed to do that. Because I was so good at it. And I was good at treating all kinds of different things. And I thought, I don't want to go back to school. I already had four and a half years of college. So I never went back to medical school. I thought it'd be too hard, too much time.
Okay, well, that's all the questions we have. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, you're handy anytime.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have fun with Sam.
All right, love you. Bye.
All right, take care.